Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. Today, we have episode 5, Tips to Be a Kick-Ass Mentee. So we're chatting still about mentorship, and this podcast is going to focus on how you as the mentee can really push and structure your relationship and how you can actively be involved so that you can be the best mentee possible to get the best and the most out of that relationship. Step one is set personal goals. You know, there's no mentorship without goals to achieve is just a relationship. You want to have goals that you have for yourself, things that you want to achieve for yourself in order to drive that mentorship to an end point. You want those goals to be smart goals. So specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timed. So for example, you don't want a goal of, I want to be a better vet. You want, I want to be independent and confident with consults by 6 months out of school. That would be a specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timed goal. And then you sit down with your mentor and you determine how you're going to achieve that and how you're going to track its progress. The next thing that you need to do to be a really good mentee is you need to state your needs. A lot of mentors, especially in the vet profession, are thrown into the role willingly or not. They might just be a vet working in that practice that is now your quote unquote mentor or training you, and they have no idea how to be a mentor. They have no idea what you want. This isn't something that they've planned for or been trained for. So it's important for you to tell your mentor what you need out of them, what you need out of yourself, and how you need that relationship to unfold. And the contracts that I've outlined in the 4 mentors that every vet needs will help you kind of go through in terms of what you need. The next thing that you really need to do to be a good mentee is to be actively involved with your goals. If you are a mentee that's just sitting there waiting for someone to spoon feed you information, if you are not actively climbing to achieve your goals, you're not going to get anything out of it. You need to be the one driving the relationship. You need to be driving yourself. You need to take responsibility for your progress. It is not your mentor's job to get you to achieve your goal. Your mentor is there to help guide you and to help give you information. They're not there to spoon feed you and give you everything. You need to be driving it yourself. So be active, take control, take responsibility, and really be part of the mentorship. The next thing is to be consistent. It's so easy to let time run away from you. It's so easy to say, oh yeah, we'll meet sometime next week, or yeah, we'll talk about that next month. Next month turns into next year. Next thing you know, you're in a completely different job. You've had 2 conversations with your mentor and that's it. You want to be consistent. So when you have your meeting where you talk about your contract and how frequently you're going to meet, set a schedule, dates and times, not okay, this week, or you know, you might say every 2 weeks, but then at each meeting, you set a date and a time for your next meeting. Be consistent. Make sure that you're pushing to have those meetings. Make sure that everybody's sticking to it, you and your mentor. Because if you're not consistent, you're not going to be able to track your progress appropriately. You're not going to see how you're progressing. And all of those things that you strove for to have your goals be measurable and relevant and timed, all of those are going to fly by the wayside. The next thing that you really need to do to be a good mentee is you need to be open. Mentees are people that are actively looking to improve. They're looking to change. They're looking to grow. If you're not open to constructive criticism, if you are going to take everything that your mentor says negatively and be hypercritical of everything they say, that is going to just drive a wedge between you and your mentor. They are there to give you constructive criticism. If they are just blindly saying, you're doing a great job, keep it up, that's useless. That is not a mentor. That's a mindless cheerleader that has no interest in your personal growth. You want someone every time they meet with you to have something you can work on. As a vet, you constantly can improve. The field is too vast, it's too diverse for you to be amazing at everything. Whether it's client communication, whether it's surgery, whether it's medical case workup, you know, there's going to be a place where you are not going to be the best. And even if you're amazing at most things, your mentor's job is to say, yeah, you're doing great in these areas, so I really want you to work on this because in this area you lack in this way. So be open and be receptive and embrace constructive criticism. If your mentor is just saying, yeah, you're doing a great job, say, no, please, tell me where I can improve. Push them to give you that constructive criticism. The next thing you really want to do as a mentee, especially as a new grad, is contribute. You're not just there to be taught. You are there to be part of the team. You're there to be part of that relationship. And as a new grad, especially, you have tons of information that your mentor might not know because they graduated 5 years ago. There might be a completely new test that they don't even know exists. There might be a new surgical technique that they're not aware of. So contribute to that relationship. Share your ideas. Share your energy. As a new grad, you have all of this energy and excitement. Share that. And that energy and excitement and those contributions are really going to drive that mentor-mentee relationship through. And as you grow, you're going to start to become each other's mentors. And that's where things really become awesome and really become unique. And that's where you really find a lot of satisfaction in the career, is when you form this really awesome team that all works together for a common goal. And that starts off usually with one person training or mentoring another person, and then that mentee becoming part of that process. Also, as a vet, you can infuse energy and education and information to your nurses, to your reception. Be part of that team. You're going to get so much more job satisfaction if you contribute. The other really, really, really important part of being a good mentee is self-evaluation. You need to be critical of yourself. You need to have high expectations of yourself. You know, we all suffer from imposter syndrome, so don't be hypercritical of yourself, but try to really sit down and evaluate yourself objectively. Have mathematical ways that you can calculate how well you're progressing, you know, whether that's your time in, you know, how many consults you're doing, how well, if you give yourself out of 10, how well that communication happened each consult, then you can see whether that's improving or not. On the blog, we have a progress assessment sheet that you can use to track your progress. You're going to want to reevaluate this consistently. You know, every 2 weeks or so, you want to sit down and evaluate your progress. A, you're going to see where you're excelling, and that's going to be a nice pat on the back and make you feel good. You're going to see places where you're stagnating and where you are lacking and therefore need to focus your energy to improve. And by doing those self-evaluations, you're really going to give your mentor some information to help you in the best way they can. The next thing you want to do to be a good mentee is you want to try. Being a vet is a challenge. It's not easy. That's why everyone doesn't do it. It takes time, it takes energy, it takes effort. And to succeed, you need to work really, really hard. And you're going to have days where you're going to feel like everything you do is failing. You're going to have consults that go terribly. And you're going to have to dust yourself off, pick yourself up, and try again. And what you really want to focus on isn't where you are in the grand scheme of things. You just want every single day, every single consult, to be a little bit better than what you were the day before or what you were the consult before. Every single consult is an opportunity to learn and improve and grow. So try really hard. And when you have days with failures, just push through them and keep going. The next thing you want to do is you want to be honest. You need to be honest with your mentor in terms of what you need. You also need to be honest with yourself. Be honest with your goals. Be honest with your progress. Be honest with your evaluations. Don't over-evaluate yourself so you get a gold star, but also don't under-evaluate yourself because you're hypercritical because you have imposter syndrome. It's really difficult and challenging, but try as best as you can to be honest and be honest about what your goals are. You know, we have this idea as vets that we should want to be the best. We should want to specialize. We should want all of these things. But if you don't want that, that's okay. If you just want to work in a practice and be a good GP vet, great. That's awesome. The world needs good GP vets. So just find out what you truly want, what your true goals are, and be honest with yourself and with your mentor on how to achieve those goals. The last part, have fun. You know, you worked so hard to become a vet. You went to school for years. You probably desired this for ages. You've spent hours upon hours upon hours volunteering, working in clinics, filling out applications to schools, hours upon hours of studying. You want this. Enjoy it. You've done it. You're there. You're the doctor. Congratulations. That is awesome. You are in one of the best professions in the world. And just try to have fun. Remember to enjoy those little puppy visits when that puppy's wiggly, even if there's other stuff. Just try to focus on the nail of that appointment and enjoy that little puppy vaccine. Enjoy that kitten vaccine. When that puppy's running around and doing something cute, enjoy it. Have fun. And don't allow the negative aspects of your day to ruin all of the positive aspects of your day. Really try to focus on those positive aspects, because any job can suck if you dwell and focus on the negatives. But if you try to focus on the positives and have fun, you're really going to A, enjoy your profession, but B, that's going to make all of the other components about trying hard and making sure you're being there and being consistent. All of those things are going to be easy when you're enjoying yourself. So I hope that that helps. I hope that these tips will help you become the best possible mentee you can, which is the road to becoming the best possible vet you can be. And remember, as always, advocate for yourself, because you are the only one that will.